Thank the Lord again. I can share God's words with you today.
谢谢大家，我今天又有机会跟大家一起来分享神的话语。
Today we would like to continue with the Gospel of Mark.
我们今天继续讲马可福音。
You see, Jesus was on his last journey to Jerusalem.
耶稣这是最后一次去耶路撒冷。
And you would know that he would be sacrificed for our sins very soon.
在这之后，耶稣就会为我们的罪而死。
And the Bible has predicted Jesus as a sacrificial lamb.
因为耶稣是为我们这个牺牲的这个羔羊。
And Jesus is actually also pictured as the Passover lamb.
他实际上也是一个这个逾越节的羔羊。
Now the Passover lamb has to be examined closely before it is killed.
这个作为逾越节的羔羊，必须得经过祭司的这个仔细的这个监察以后，才能被杀。
Because the Passover lamb cannot have any blemish or any shortcomings.
因为逾越节这个羔羊必须是无瑕疵的。
And being set aside for 14 days, it has to be examined closely.
就是说要经过前14天来考察这个羊。
Likewise, Jesus was also examined very closely by the religious people once he entered Jerusalem.
在这个他进到耶路撒冷以后，耶稣也是被这些个文士和法利赛人这个狠狠的这好好的这考察了一下。
They tried to trap him in many ways.
他们想这个跟他设一些圈套。
The whole issue is that when Jesus went into the temple of Jerusalem,
当他进到这个耶路撒冷以后
，He kicked out all the money changers.
他把这个所有的这些这个换钱的这些人
，All the people that sell animals in there, he kicked them out.
在这做买卖的人，他全部赶出去。
And that disrupts the whole economy.
这个因为就毁掉了一个城市的这个经济。
And so they always question about what authority he has to do that.
所以他们总是问他，就是说你凭什么权柄来做这些事情
？So the Gospel of Mark would have a section just like when we start to read in chapter 11.
我们在这个马可福音第十一章的可以看到。
They ask him what question does he, what authority does he have?
他们就问耶稣，就是说你凭什么做这些事情？
To do what he did in cleaning the temple.
就是说你凭什么洁净圣殿
？And Jesus asked them by asking another question.
耶稣就问了他们另外一个问题。
Jesus said, "Well, whose authority does John the Baptist have? Is it from man or is it from God?"
所以他们就问说，就是这个 John the Baptist， 就是这个施洗约翰，他是来是从人那儿来还是从神那儿来
？Now that trapped the priests and that trapped the religious people very good.
因为这些宗教人士就不能够回答这个问题。
And they have to say, "Well, we don't know."
他们说，我们不知道。
Well, the point is, of course they know.
实际上他们应该知道这事情。
John the Baptist was with them every day until he was killed by Herod.
因为这个 John the Baptist 跟他们待了很长时间，到最后被这个希律王杀掉。
And yet they would say they don't know.
但是他们说他们不知道。
And so Jesus was very smart. He said that if that is the case, then I would not tell you what authority do I have in doing these things.
耶稣就是很智慧的，就是说，如果是这样的话，我也不告诉你，我凭什么权柄来做这些事情。
But did Jesus truly avoid the question?
难道耶稣在这里面就是故意不答他们的问题吗
？No.
不是的。
In chapter 12, he answers that in a very direct manner.
但实际上在第十二章的时候，他回答了这个问题。
He would tell them the authority he has.
他在这里告诉他们，他凭什么权柄来做这些事情。
See, the Chinese people respect authority a lot.
我们中国人很尊重权威。
And the Western people not so much.
但是这个西人不怎么地。
Especially the Americans.
特别是美国人更不怎么地。
I think they are very lawless people.
他们实际上就是说很不尊重人。
But the Chinese people respect the law.
就中国人很尊重法律。
The Jews claim to respect the law.
但是这就是说犹太人也非常尊重法律。
But yet they actually deny the law by what they do.
但是呢，实际上他们在行为上他们不尊重法律。
So Jesus wants to trap them.
但耶稣在这里面给他们设了个圈套。
So Jesus raised a parable.
耶稣在这里说了个比喻。
So let's look at Mark chapter 12.
我们看看马可福音第十二章。
And Jesus spoke to them in a parable.
耶稣在这里用一个比喻跟他们说。
Now notice Mark says he spoke to them in parables.
在这里面他用比喻跟他们讲这些事情。
What really means is that Matthew, under the Gospel of Matthew, there was another parable.
在这个马可福音里呢，实际上就是还有另外一个比喻。
The Gospel of Matthew said another parable, saying a man has got two sons.
在这里他讲在另外一个比喻，他说有一个人有两个儿子。
He sent both sons to the vineyard.
他把两个儿子都送到这个葡萄园去做工。
That's in Matthew 21.
这是在马太福音21。
See Matthew when he relates the same parable, Matthew adds another parable.
在这里实际上，马可在这里面讲的另外一个比喻。
Matthew adds another special parable.
马太讲到另外一个非常重要的一个比喻。
He said a man has got two sons.
说有一个人有两个儿子。
That's in Matthew 21 verse 28.
在马太福音21:28。
He came to the first son.
他对第一个儿子说。
He said, "Well, son, go to the vineyard and work."
他说跟那个大儿子说，他说你去葡萄园去做工。
Well, I would not, but later on, the son went out to do the work.
这个大儿子说我不去，但是后来他自己又去了。
And he talked to the second son.
他对他的这个年幼的儿子说。
And the second son says, "Yes, Daddy, I'll go and work," but he did not go there.
这个小儿子就是说他答应的很好，但是最后他没去。
Now, which son understands the will of his father?
是哪一个儿子更能够？
You say, of course, the first son.
是那个大儿子。
And then Jesus said, "Well, truly, this is the lesson for you."
但是这就是说，耶稣在这说，这就是对你要学的这个功课。
So who is the first son?
谁是头生的儿子呢
？Who's the good son?
谁是那个好儿子呢
？Well, very simple.
非常简单。
All of you have children, right?
我们都有孩子。
All of you would have problems having children obey you.
我们都可能对孩子听话之上，我们可能都有问题。
Do they always obey you?
难道你们的孩子总是听您的话吗
？But many times they say they will.
有的时候孩子说他们听你的话。
And the Bible says that the son that says that he would not go but eventually goes there is the son that honors the father.
就是说这个孩子这个老大他说他开始说不去后来去了就这个老大他是尊重父母。
And the son that says, "Daddy, I would go, but he would not show up." Of course, he is the one that did not honor the father.
这个第二个儿子嘴面光的那个儿子，他实际上他没有尊重他的父母。
And that is the religious leaders.
这是这些个宗教领袖。
They know the Bible so much.
他们知道这个圣经。
But yet they would not do the work of God.
但是他们不按圣经而行。
And Matthew also speaks about roughly the same parable as Mark.
实际上马太在那里讲的这个好像是跟那个 马可讲的是差不多。我们看看马可福音第十二章。
Jesus said a man planted a vineyard.
这儿说的耶稣说有一个人到葡萄园里去。
And he put a wall around it.
他把这个fence put around.
And he put a pit and a wine press and he built a watchtower.
并且他也还在周围他还挖了一个压酒池。
Then he rented a vineyard to some farmers.
所以他这儿，他就到外边去找一些。
And he went away on a journey.
他就去国外去旅游去了。
Now notice the Bible says that this is a very smart Lord.
你之雄 ，come.
The Bible says this is a very smart landlord.
Sorry.
This is a very smart landlord.
这是一个非常聪明的这个园主。
Because he put a wall around it.
因为他给这把这个葡萄园做起了篱笆。
And he put a pit for the wine press.
并且他有一个这个榨酒池。
You know what a pit is?
这是一个什么样的榨酒池呢
？It's a very very deep trough.
就是一个。
It goes down the ground.
这是一个
which is about 20 feet down the ground.
这是一个二十个这个
It's something like a sharp downhill valve.
20英尺长深的一个大坑。
Yes. And what happens as the grapes would be harvested?
就因为在葡萄这个丰收的时候
They will be thrown down to the pit.
他们就把这个葡萄扔到这个大坑里头。
And there will be people down there grinding.
有些人就在那里头用脚踩。
What they do is that they use their feet to do that.
他们因为他们说了有脚踩。
So the reason why it's in a pit is that they don't want you to see where the wine comes from.
所以他们就不愿，所以他们不愿意让你知道这个葡萄酒从哪儿来。
It's done in a very dark place, like 20 feet below the ground level.
因为他们这个榨酒池有20尺深。
And as the wine juice comes out, they will collect it and they will ferment it.
他就把这个就会把这个葡萄酒把它储藏起来。
And normally when it's 20 feet below ground level, it is very cool.
因为它有20英尺深，所以它这个出来酒出来就很冷。
So they can find the exact temperature to do that.
所以他们有一个非常好的这个温度来做这些。
So that means the landlord is a very smart man.
所以说这个主人非常聪明。
Now he built a watchtower.
而且他在这里做了一个瞭望塔。
Which means that there will be armed guards there just watching over just in case someone would steal.
实际上就是说有人在这儿一天二十四小时来看着你。
Then he rented out to some tenants.
他把这些东西做好了以后，他就把它租出去了。
Now the problems that he's got tenants that refuse to pay him rent.
但是这些个租户就是他不愿意出这个租金。
Any one of you has got this problem?
你们谁有这个问题
？Our tenants not paying rent.
Ask for Titus.
Have you been a bad tenant yourself?
你曾经是不是也是没有配个租金的
？I don't know. You know, I heard that there's a church.
我听说有一个教会。
And one of the landlords.That's two people go to the same church.
有两个人去同一个教会。
One is the landlord, one is the tenant.
一个是那个房主，一个是房租户。
And the tenant just say that, well, am I your brother? Yes. Do we go to the same church? Yes.
这个就是这个房主就说，哎，你是我的兄弟，他说我们是去一个教会，他说对。
They say, well, why should I pay you rent?
他说那这样的话，那为什么我还要配这个租金呢
？So this man has the same problem.
这个人，但这就是说，这个盖了一个压酒池，这个人他也是有这个问题。
You know, I come from Hong Kong.
我从香港而来。
The mainland Chinese people, I think, are smarter business people than the Hong Kong people.
我认为这个大陆来的这个生意人比香港的生意人要聪明。That's true.
With all the money they have, to go to Hong Kong, and they buy property.
他们用他们的钱到香港去买这个物产。
Some say that.An entire village would form an investment company.
它是有一个很就是小的这一个小村庄，会有很多很多的西方人的这个公司。
And they would use the money to buy property in Hong Kong to rent out.
他们就在这个地方，就是说在香港买很多很多的这个地产，但是最后租出去。
And they don't care whether they got rent.
他们根本不 care， 就是说这些东西是不是认出去了。
Because property prices in Hong Kong goes up 20-30% every year.
因为在香港这个物产每一年涨20-30%。
So if you put money in the bank, it will get you maybe 1% interest.
如果你把钱存到银行里面，可能这一年只有1%的利息。
So if they put money in Hong Kong property, then they get a much better rate of return.
但是你如果在香港你买一些地产的话，可能会有很好的回报。
See, in Hong Kong, there are some very bad tenants.
香港也有很多的这个好的管理员。
There are tenants that won't pay you rent for 3 months.
有的香港的这个。祝福他可能三个月不配你租金，但是就是说，这就是他就愿意你把他叫到这个法院里头去。
They pay 1 month rent.
他们就这样了，他只能配你一个月的这个租金。
You know, then you cannot sue them.
但你还不能够来起告他。
So one very smart mainland Chinese person.
有一个这个从大陆来的一个人。
He went to Hong Kong.
他到香港。
With some monies. Instead of buying apartments,
他所以带了很多钱，他没有去买这买这个。
He buy parking lots.
他去买这个停车场。
He buy 30 parking lots.
他买了30个停车场。
In downtown areas, in good areas in Hong Kong.
在市中心买了30个停车场。
And he rented out.
最后他把它租出去。
And he said he's got no problem collecting rent.
但是他就是说
He's got no problem collecting rent.
就是说他在这个他没有问题，他收钱这个收这个租金没有问题。
Because each month he will give his tenants a new card.
就是因为每一个月他给那些个租他这个停车位的人一个新的这个通行证来进去这个地方。
So if they don't pay rent,
如果他们不付这个parking lot租金的话
，the card would not be activated.
就是。这个你这个pass 就不能够被启动。
So the tenant cannot even drive the car away.
其实这个 tenant 就是说这个租这个停车场的人，他这个车都不能够开出去。
And then he finds out that the parking lots also go up in value, even much faster than apartments.
而且这个 parking lot 这个
And it's a
涨价涨得更厉害。
It's a much smaller investment.
而他就是说投资比较小。
And if he wants to sell one parking lot, he's got 5 people coming to him for the same day.
他说：“如果你要是要卖这个停车场，
就是 much money，
就是同一天可能有这个很多人来想买。
See, this farmer had a problem collecting rent.
但是这个原主他就很就是在收租方面他有很多的麻烦。
Notice how many times he tries to collect rent.
所以你看很多次他想办法去收租。
Just read this in detail.
我们看看在十二章。
At harvest time.
在收割的时候。
That's chapter 12 verse 2.
十二章第二节。
He sent servants to collect.
他这不到打发一个仆人到那儿去。
But they see the servant to beat him up.
但是呢，这些人打了他。
To come back empty-handed.
让他空手而归。
Now, second time he sent another servant.
第二次他又派了一个仆人去了。
Second collection.
第二次来。
Same thing happened.
同样发生。
So he sent the third one.
他又派了第三个仆人去了。
Now that's even worse. They even killed this man.
这一次他们竟然把他给杀了。
Now the fourth time.
第四次呢？
He sent many collectors.
他就是派了很多很多的仆人去了。
I don't know what many collectors mean. Maybe he sent many. Okay, he sent a few. Okay, quite a few. And they all were killed.
他们把这七的这些所有的仆人都给杀了。
So now the fifth time he sent his son.
第五次他就派他的儿子去了。
Now you would like to wonder what kind of landlord is he? Is he a foolish man?
您看这个原主是个什么样的人？他难道很愚蠢吗
？How come he's so patient?
他为什么有这么多的这个忍耐？
Well, you would have to know that there's something about Jewish law.
因为我们要在这里要了解一下这个犹太法律的背景。
Because read verse 6.
在第六节。
He had one person left to send a son whom he loved.
他就是说这里他就是还有一位是他的爱子。
He sent the son the last of all.
他在最后把他儿子送过去。
Saying that they will certainly respect my son.
他想他说他们肯定会尊敬我的儿子。
But the tenants would say to one another.
但是这些原父彼此说。
This son must be the heir.
这是承受产业的。
If we kill him.
如果我们杀了他。
Inheritance will be ours.
就是我们就能够占有这些产业。
So they took the son, they killed him, and they threw the son out of the vineyard.
他就把这个儿子不仅杀了，而且把他
扔了。And the fifth time that he collect rent.
第五次。
Even his son died.
在第五次他想去收租的时候，竟然把儿子也给丢了。
Now there's something strange about Jewish law.
在这里面就是
说，in the times of Jesus.
在耶稣时代的这个犹太法律有很多很多这个奇怪的地方。
Land title deeds were not written by computers.
那个时候就是说这个产业的这些个契约的这个主人不是用计算机来做。
They were sometimes not very well defined.
所以有的时候不是很就是说不是很好的这个约定。就是除了这一张纸以外，就是你没法说你为你拥有这个。所以这个 landlord 呢，就是必须得要提供一些证据，就是说他从这些租户里面收到一些。
And if the landlord cannot collect rent 5 years in a row, if the landlord cannot collect rent for 5 times.
如果这个原主五次不能够收到租金
，the tenants can challenge him。
这个租户的就可以来跟他挑战，就是来挑战他的这个他的所有权。对。
Why is that so？
为什么这样呢
？I have to refer you to Leviticus chapter 11, chapter 19.
我们看看利未记第十九章。
Leviticus.
利未记十九章
，verse 13, verse 23.
十九章二十三节。
To verse 25.
到二十五节。
Now this is the command from God to Moses.
这是神给摩西的这个律法。
When you come into the land,
如果你来到这个地方
，all kinds of trees.
你必须得种很多很多结果子的树木。
And you should count the fruit thereof.
你就要以所结的果子来。
Now, as uncircumcised.
就像未收割里的一样。
3 years it shall be as uncircumcised and would not be eaten of.
3年之久你要以这些树的果子。
But in the fourth year.
但第四年的时候。
The fruit shall be called holy to God.
所结的果子要全部分别为神。
In the fifth year.
在第五年的时候
you can eat the fruit.
你可以吃树上的果子
so it may yield to you an increased harvest.
就是好叫你树上的果子给你更多因为这耶和华你们神说的
well, God is telling the people about the economics of agriculture.
就是耶稣他当时 神在这里面所定的立法是为了这个农业的发展。
In the Middle East, the land is not in the land. The land is not very, is not very, is not very good in the Middle East.
在这个中东的时候，这些个土地不是很富裕。
There's normally not enough water.
可能没有很多水分。
So the first crop is normally not a very good crop.
所以第一年丰收收成的不是很好。
God told his people that they should wait 3 years.
所以神说你要等待三年。
They should wait 3 years before they would do a commercial harvest.
到第三年之后，你才能够做一点做一些收成。
This is referring to a commercial harvest.
这是一些在一些个商业上的一些收成。
Now, in the fourth year,
在第四年的时候
，the fruit will be declared holy to the Lord.
第四年的这些个果子要归给神。
The first bunch of fruit should be given to the priest.
实际上你要当时要给到这些祭师。
But yet the rest should not be marketed.The rest should not be sold.
但是就是别的地方就剩下那些不能够你不能拿出去卖。
So the land has to rest for 4 years.
所以这个土地必须来休养四年。
And in the fifth year,
第五年的时候
they can harvest it, they can market it.
这样的话你就可以第五年所收成你可以去卖。
If this is the case, then the land will not be overused.
所以这样的话这个土地就不会被重复利用。
And you can be guaranteed a good crop.
所以你就会有很好的收成。
Provided if the land rested.
这样的话，就是说，这个土地可以得到
休养。So a lot of places in the world were once very fertile, but now it's become a desert because they were over cultivated.
在世界上有很多地方，就是说，因为年年耕种，所以它土地变成了这个荒地。
So notice this is how these tenants try to trick the landlord.
这就是为什么这些租户就是他们在这里面来怎么对付
这个原主。Now the landlord's trying to collect rent.
这个原主想着来收租。
It can be either in form of money or it can be form in the form of some crops.
就是说你既可以用钱来付租，也可以用你的这个果子来付租。
This is permissible because this is not marketed. It's just like a token for the landlord.
这个就是说，因为只是就是说给这个 landlord 的一些回报。
And yet they refused him.
但是他们这样，他既然还是拒绝。
Now in the fifth year is the most important year. That's the year when the landlord sent the son.
第五年是非常重要，这是为什么这个原主把他儿子派出去收租。
Now, if the son cannot collect the actual rent,
如果他连他儿子都不能够收上这个租来
，then the property ownership is truly it's truly in danger.
那么这就是说你这个资产就会你这个拥有权就会有问题。
Because the first thing that the court would say that the court would ask the landlord, have you collect rent?
因为当时如果去法院的话，法院的就会问你，就是说，那你收到个租金没有
？Or have you tried to enforce the rent？
你就是说你是不是采取了一些手段来收租
？If none of these are successful, then the court may say that maybe you don't actually own the land after all.
如果你每年你每一样都不行的话，就当时这个法院就会说，你可能就没不是你拥有这个。
So these tenants are very very cunning tenants.
这些。这些租户是非常非常聪明的租户。
But notice they made another big mistake.
但在这里，他们出了一个错误。
When they saw the son, they thought the owner died. They thought the owner has passed away. When they see the son,
那么他们看到这个儿子，他们就以为他们这个就是说个原主可能是已经死了。
They don't know that the owner is still alive. They thought the owner was dead.
他以为这个原主死了。
So when they see the son, they thought this must be the heir to the property.
因为他们看到这个儿子，他就说这可能是这个继承人。
And so if we kill him,
如果我们杀掉这个儿子
，our case in court may even be stronger.
就这样的话，我们可能在法院里面，我们就有更多的证据。
And so they killed and they murdered him.
他们就杀了这个儿子。
And what does the owner do?
那个原主做了些什么
？But the owner would come of his own army.And they would kill all the tenants.
这个原主就带了一些人呢，就把这些所有的租房的人员都全部杀掉。
Now, let us put a stop to here first.
我们在这儿稍微停顿一下。
Who are the tenants?
谁是这些个租户
？Well, because this is a parable.
因为这是一个比喻。
The Jews understand that the tenants are referring to themselves.
那这个犹太人知道这些个租户是他们自己吗？
Who are the people that they were? Who are the servants?
谁是那些个仆人呢
？The servants are the prophets, are God's messengers. They were sent to warn the people of Israel.
这是就是实际上就是神来派下来的这些他的传道人。
But yet they turn away everyone.
他们把每一个人都杀掉。
And eventually,
最后
，Jesus was predicting his own death.
耶稣在这里面来提到他的自己的死亡。
Eventually, the son would be sent out, and the son would die.
他这里提到就是说，这个神的儿子会道成肉身在这儿最终为他们也是被他们杀掉。
And in this parable, Jesus has actually answered them the basis for his authority.
在这里实际上耶稣在这里讲的他凭什么权柄
It's actually in verse 6.
在第六节里面他讲
He sent him last of all, the son, and they will respect my son.
因为在这里他讲他说如果把我的爱子去
So what is the basis of the authority of Jesus?
那么在这里可以看到谁是什么是耶稣基督的这个权柄呢
He's God's only son.
因为他是神的唯一的儿子
He represents God himself.
因为他是来代表神
So a lot of people did not know about who Jesus is.
很多人不知道耶稣基督究竟是谁
They thought he's just only a religious figure.
因为他们以为他只不是一个宗教的一个人物
They thought he is just a prophet.
他是认为他可能就是一个
The Muslim was called Jesus a prophet.
因为穆斯林就说他只是一个先知
But they would not acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God.
他不承认耶稣基督是神的儿子。
See, all of these people have problems recognizing the Son.
他们这些人都有这个问题来都对耶稣基督作为神的爱子，他们都怀疑。
See, God sent His own begotten Son to the world.
神把他唯一的儿子来派到这个世界上。
So we may recognize Him.
我们可以认识他。
So we may know His authority.
我们这样的话，我们就知道他的权柄。
The people in Jerusalem have just welcomed the Lord Jesus.
这个在耶路撒冷这些人们当时在欢迎耶稣基督。
When he went into Jerusalem riding a donkey,
因为他在骑着驴进圣城的时候。
They threw down the palms in front of the donkey, welcoming a king.
因为他们当时拿着这些个树叶来向他欢呼。
In chapter 11, they actually say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
因为在十一章里面讲到这个，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
They quoted a part of Psalm 118. They only quoted a portion of Psalm 118.
在这个。
When they were saying it.
118.
Psalm 118.
Okay, 在诗篇118篇的时候。
The quotation, "Blessed Hosanna, blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord."
就是、
was only a part of Psalm 118.
就是这实际上在只是诗篇118篇的一部分，就是
Hosanna 奉
主而来的是应当称颂的。
They missed one portion.
他这里面他另外一部分他没有提到。
They missed the portion about the stone which the builders have refused. Let's turn to Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇第22节。
Let's turn to Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇第22节。
When Jesus went into Jerusalem,
当耶稣基督进到这个圣殿的圣城的时候
，In Mark chapter 11, the people welcome him by saying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David."
在马可福音第十一章，这人们的翻译他说 ，Hosanna! 这奉主而来的这个是应当称颂的，他将要来成为我祖大卫之国。
That is a quotation from Psalm 118, verse 26.
这只是诗篇118篇的第26节。
Blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord.
对，奉耶稣基督名来，奉耶和华名来的是应当称颂的。我们从耶和华的殿中为你祝福。
And in verse 25, it says, "Save now, I beseech you."
在25节说，耶和华要求你拯救。
Save now, I beseech you.
耶和华要求你使我们亨通。
That is the name of Hosanna.
这是何桑纳的意思。
Hosanna means Lord, save us now.
何桑纳实际上意思就是神呐、啊，请你现在就拯救。
However, when they quote verse 25 and verse 26,
但这里马可福音只提到25章到118诗篇118篇25到26节。
The crowd missed verse 22 of Psalm 118.
但是这些当时这些个群众不知道第22节到24节的内容。
Because verse 22 says, "The stone which the builders refused is the one become the headstone or the cornerstone."
接着22节他就提到巨人所弃的石头已经成为房角的头块石头。
And in Mark chapter 12,
在马可福音第12章
，Jesus reminded them,
耶稣在这里来提
醒他。Jesus quoted that section.
耶稣在这里面就提到这另外一部分。
Which was missed before.
这一部分在十一章的时候他们没有提到。
Jesus told them a quotation after the parable. Jesus quoted a quotation from Psalm 118.
耶稣在这里面引述了这个诗篇一百一十八篇这一部分。
The stone that the builders had rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and is marvelous in our eyes.
就是巨人所弃的石头已经成为方角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为奇妙。
And right away they want to arrest him.
但这之后，他们就愿意来想把耶稣基督把他
Why would they do that?
为什么他要
Why would they like to arrest the Lord Jesus?
为什么他们要想抓住耶稣基督呢？
Because Jesus has something.Has said something which really disturbs them.
因为耶稣就在这里说了一些事情，他们非常非常的不满意。
They understand that the stone that Jesus was referring to is Himself.
他们知道这个巨人所弃的这个石头，实际上耶稣是说的是他自己。
And from an evil tenant, they become someone that's even more evil. They became an evil builder. They became, you know, an evil contractor.
因为他在这里面，他们。成了这个evil contractor, evil contractor,
construction, evil builder, okay, evil builder, okay. And now, Dr. Luke from the Gospel of Luke also mentioned about that.
在路加医生在路加福音里也讲到这些事情。
If you would turn to the Gospel of Luke,
我们看看路加福音。
Luke also mentions about him.About this situation. Turn to Luke chapter 20.
我们看看路加福音第二十章。
Verse 17. This parable was mentioned in three gospels.
就是说这一个比喻在三本福音书里面都提到。
Luke chapter 20.
二十章。
Verse 17.
第十七节路加福音。
And they behold him and said,What then is this written? The stone which the builders had rejected, the same as became the head of the stone. What does that mean?
他们在这里说，耶稣看着他说，经上记着说，巨人所弃的石头已经做了房角的头块石头。这是什么意思呢？
Jesus answered them in verse 18.
在十八节的时候就这个答案。
Wherever that fell upon the stone should be broken.
就是凡掉在那石头上的就必要跌碎。
And whoever that it shall fall on it will be ground to powder.
那石头掉在谁身上呢？就要把谁砸得稀巴烂。
So the stone that the builders had rejected is a stone that will crush them eventually.
这是就是说匠人所弃的这个石头了，就实际上就是最后要跌碎每一个人的。
Notice Jesus say how these religious leaders would eventually meet their end, how they would die.
因为这个耶稣在那里也说到，就是说他这些个宗教的这些领袖们，他们的最后他们的。结局会是什么？
Jesus did not say that a stone would fall on their heads and then they'd be crushed.
这耶稣里面这里并不是讲的，就是说这个石头从天上而掉下来把他们砸死。
Jesus said that somehow the stone would stumble them, and as they stumble, the head would fall on the stone, and then the head would be smashed.
是的，这耶稣讲的就是说这个石头会成为他的绊脚石，完了他把这个石头绊倒以后，他的头摔到这个石头上，就会把这个。
So it's very simple.
何尚简单。
This stone,
这个石头
that they had rejected.
这个他们这个所遗弃的这个石头
，is the stumbling block for the Jews.
是他们的一个绊脚石。绊脚石
Is the it's a stone that they would stumble on.
因为这是成为他们的一个绊脚石。
And the stumbling stone.
这个绊脚石。
When they fall.
当他们在这个石头上跌倒的时候
，the head will smash on the stumbling stone.
石头就会这个头就会碰到这石头上。
How many of you come here today, trying to make sure you don't fall on the ice?
今天你是不是也是在路上也会出现这种滑倒的情况
？Now, if you fall on the ice, what happens if there's a stone there?
如果你在雪地上滑倒，如果前面有一块石头会怎么样
？I mean, you may have a broken bone, okay?
你可能会把骨头给弄碎了。
Jesus was saying that, okay, if you fall because your feet stumble on someone and your head may be smashed by it.
耶稣在这里讲到，如果说你被这个石头绊倒，你就你的头会被打破。
See, that is the reason why Dr. Luke says that the Jews try to arrest him because Jesus threatens them.
因为这是为什这路加在这里提到，这是为什么当时的文士和法利赛人愿意在这里想拿住耶稣。
So my question to you is that why is the stone so important？
我这里跟您提个一个问题，就是为什么这个石头是这么重要
？Because these evil tenants had somehow tried to kill the son。
因为在这里，这些坏的这些个租户们，他们想杀掉这个原户的儿子。
And they themselves were being killed by the landlord。
但最后导致他们自己被这个原户所杀。
And Jesus suddenly told the Jews。
这个在这里面，这个耶稣就告诉这些个犹太人
，You are the evil tenant。
就是说你就是那些个不好的原户。
And you would also be killed。
你到最终你的结局就是死。
So what does the stone stand for？
在这里这个石头是代表什么呢
？I have to tell you something about the stone。
在这里我想讲讲这个石头。
It seems to be that it is maybe not very easy to read because somehow Jesus changed the topic, right? Jesus was talking about the evil tenants, then he say about a stone. What does he mean?
在这里面好像不是很好理解，因为他刚开始讲到这些就是不好的原户，后来他又讲到这块石头，这有什么联系了
？Now the Jews would know right away.
作为犹太人说，他可能马上就会明白。
That the stone is actually meant as a name for the Messiah.
这个石头呢，实际上在这里提就是基督的名字。
And if you would refer to Exodus chapter 17, verse 6,
如果我们在这里，我们看看这个出埃及记第十七节，第十七章十六节。
The stone is the one that when Moses would strike his rod on the stone, water would come out.
就是当时摩西他就用他的这个杖来击打这个磐石。
Exodus 17, verse
EXO.17?
Chapter 17, verse 6.
Verse 6. 出埃及记十七章第六节。
The Jews were very thirsty when they were walking in the wilderness.
他们在旷野里的时候，他们很渴。
Water.
他们这里讲他们渴的，他就是没有水喝。
Chapter 17.
17? 17, verse 6.
17, verse 6. No, this is 16. You have to go to 17.You have to go to Exodus 17. Good, yes, okay. They had just tasted manna, and now they were thirsty, they want water.
他们刚吃完马拉，现在他们都很，就是很渴。
God told Moses to strike the rock, and water would come and people can drink.
就当时神让摩西要击打磐石，就必有水从磐石里流出来，这样百姓就可以喝这个水。
Let's quickly turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们看看这个
New Testament 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. 哥林多前书。
哥林多前书。
十章十一节。
十章十一节。
1 Corinthians 10.Sorry, I lead you wrong from Old to New Testament.
哥林多前书第十章多少节来着
？Yeah, First Corinthians.
第四节。
Yes, you got it. Okay. What does it say? It says that the rock is Jesus, right?
在这里讲到这个磐石就是耶稣基督。
The rock is Jesus. So it's the rock that once when you hit the rock, water will come out. It stands for Jesus.
就当时在这个出埃及记里提到这个摩西击打这个磐石，就是击打耶稣基督。
And if it is Jesus, the salvation He gave us by dying on the cross is done once and for all. It's finished.
耶稣基督一次在十字架上为我们罪而死，就是他就成了。
So this rock cannot be smitten the second time.
所以耶稣基督这个磐石只能被击打一次，不能击打第二次。
Moses made a mistake.By striking the rock the second time.
摩西在这里面，就是说他击打了这个磐石两次。
And therefore God was mad with him that he cannot go into Canaan.
这是为什么摩西他不能够进到应许地。
In Numbers, in the book of Numbers.
在民数记。
Chapter 20.
二十章。
Now this is towards the end of the journey.
这是当时。
When they can almost see Canaan in the far distance.
这是他们进到这个在二十章的时候
，People complain again about not having enough water.
在二十章的时候，他们又在这个埋怨说没有水喝。
But this time, God told Moses something else. He said, "You speak to the rock, and water will come out."
但是神很清楚的跟摩西说，你要对这个石头说，这个说完这个石头就会出水。
But Moses did something wrong.
但摩那个摩西在这里面做了一件错误的事情。
Moses struck the rock.
他在这里面又击打了这个磐石。
And therefore.
11.
Well, water still come up. Look at verse 11.
看看第十一节。
God did not tell him to strike the rock.
神没有让他再去击打磐石。
God told him to command the rock.
他只是。这只是说让他吩咐这个磐石出声。
But Moses not only struck the rock once, he struck it two times.
他这里面不只是他击打了一次，他击打了两次。
Now from that onwards, the Lord is mad with Moses.
从此以后，这个神就召见了这个摩西。
God told Moses and Aaron, saying that because you don't believe me, you do not honor me in front of the Israelites.You cannot enter into the land yourself.
所以就是这是为什么神对摩西和他的哥哥亚伦说，因为你没有听我的话，所以你们不能进应许地。
See, if the rock is Jesus,
如果这个石头是基督
，Jesus would die for our sins once and for all.
神一次为我们的罪而死，这就一次就成
了。
他不，我们一次他一次死就成就了这个救恩。
His death on the cross has given.God the satisfaction.
因为他这个一次献祭就让我们跟神和好。
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
But the grace of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Son.
但是如果我们信耶稣基督，我们就有永生。
I have sinned, I deserve to die.
我犯个罪，我应该死。
No matter how many good deeds I've done,
不管我
it cannot cover my sins.
不管我做了多少好事，但是也不能够来掩盖我所犯的罪。
Otherwise, no one will be in prison, right? Everyone that's in prison have done some good things in their lives.
因为实际上就是在监狱里面，这些人他们可能也做过什么好事。
So if I have done something wrong, I can never make it right by doing another good deed.
如果我做了什么错事，即使我做很多很多好事，也不能够让这个错事变好。
So according to the law of Moses, I deserve to die.
按照摩西律法，我应该死。
But Jesus died for myself. Jesus died for my sins.
但是耶稣为我的罪而死。
He died in my place.
他为我而死。
You cannot die in my place because you are all sinners.
因为你不能为我死，因为你跟我一样都是罪人。
And I cannot die for you because I'm also a sinner.
我也不能为你而死，因为我也是个罪人。
Only Jesus can die for us.
因为只有耶稣基督才能为我的罪而死。
By his death on the cross.
因为他在十字架上的死。
God has the satisfaction.
神神的心得了满意。
Because God punished Jesus and not us.
因为神在这里面，他来惩罚耶稣，而不是我们。
And Jesus was only punished once for our life and not twice.
耶稣只能是被惩罚一次。
The rock that was Jesus is only struck once, so Moses struck it two times in here.
所以这个石头是这个磐石是基督，只能是被击打一次，不能击打两次。
And God says that if this is the case, then you cannot enter Canaan.
如果这样的话。
Because you have dishonored me.
这样的话，就是摩西和他哥哥亚伦都不能进入耶稣应许地。那再看看亚伦。
Well, did Aaron strike the rock?
难道这个亚伦他击打个磐石吗
？No,
没有。
But how come he cannot enter Canaan?
为什么他也不能够进到这应许地呢
？What's that got to do with him?
因为他是神的。
Very simple. Aaron did not object it as a high priest. Aaron should have stopped Moses from doing it.
作为一个神的最高的祭司，他没有来让没有。
But if Aaron did not stop Moses in doing it, he's also a party in the crime.
他因为他没有阻止这个摩西做这件事情，他也是在这件罪上有份。
So both cannot go into Canaan.
所以这哥俩都不能够去到这个应许地。
So we have to be very careful. God is a very just God.
因为神是一个祭邪的神。
How many of us have rejected the rock of ages in our lives?
在我们的这个生命中间，我们多有几多少次来拒绝神
？Time after time, God has spoken to us.
我们一次一次的不听神的话。
God has used many people to speak to us.
神用很多很多人来对我们讲话。
God will use His prophets.
神用他的这个先知。
God will use pastors.
他们用他的牧师。
God may even use a TV program to speak to us.
可能就是神可能也会用一些电视节目来对我们讲。
Time after time, we rejected His message.
但是我们一次一次的拒绝神。
Time after time, our hearts become hardened as the stone.
这样我们的心越来越像石头一样硬。
And if that's the case, this is very dangerous.
如果这样的话，就非常非常危险。
Your spiritual life is in danger.
因为你的这个属灵的生命非常危险。
You would be on the verge of being wiped out.
因为你总有一天就被要被神这个击打。
See, the stone that would save you would one day become your stumbling block.
这个来就是说救你生命的这个磐石有一天会成为你的绊脚石。
It will one day be the stone that will condemn you.
这个这一个石头有一天要治你的罪。
Now notice how powerful this stone is.
你看看这个石头有多么大的这个。
In Daniel chapter 2 verse 44.
在但以理书第二章第44节。
It shows the kingdom of heaven.
在跟我看到这个天上。
Can never be destroyed, but it will be like a throne. It will be like the big stone that will crush all unbelieving nations.
就像就是说。
Daniel.
Daniel.
2:44.
Dan. 2:44. 但以理书二章四十四节。就是。二章四十四。
Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. This is Daniel's interpretation of the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar.
就是当时尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦。
And the king had a dream that he dreamt a big statue.
他就是做的就是有一个大有一个东西掉下有一个大的。
The head is made of gold.
就是有一个。像就是巨像那个他的头
silver, then is bronze, then is iron.
就是有就是但头是被金子做的手是被这个银子做的
When it comes to the foot, when it comes to the feet, is one part is iron, the other one is clay.
就是在有他这个脚呢一只是铁一只是泥
And then at the end of his dream, he saw that there is a big rock that came.
但这个
The rock smashed the entire statue.
他最后就是他梦见到一块石头，就是把这个像给砸碎。
He did not know what it is.
他不知道这是什么意思。
He was very frightened.
他非常害怕。
And then the prophet Daniel.
当时这个
interpreted the dream for him.
作为一个先知丹尼尔。
He says this stone.
他这里说这个石头。
Is another kingdom.
是另外一个国。
This stone is the symbol.Of another kingdom that will be coming in.
就是说这个石头就是代表另外一个将要来的一个国。
And this stone is the kingdom of heaven, and it can never be destroyed.
因为这是神的国，所以它永远不败坏。
And this stone will crush whatever nations that even believe.
就是这一个石头就会打碎灭绝一切的国。
And in verse 24, it says that this stone did not came out from the hand of man.
所以在25节他讲到就是说这块石头不是
the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, and the clay.
就是不是出于人手而是从天而降所以他能够打碎金银铜铁泥
See, people did not know that when they reject the Lord Jesus, they're actually rejecting the almighty power of heaven.
实际上就是说我们不知道我们在拒绝神的时候实际上我们在拒绝神在天上一切的权利
They had also rejected God's beloved Son that was sent.To die on their behalf.
你也是拒绝，就是神派他的儿子为你的罪而死。
The people that worship idols.
这些拜假神的人。
The people that worship Buddhas.
他们拜菩萨的人。
Have you ever asked yourself, did Buddha ever die for you?
你从来问过自己说这个菩萨为你死过吗
？Or did Muhammad ever die for anyone?
难道这个穆罕默德为谁而死过吗？
Did any of the world's religious leaders ever die for anyone?
就是说这些一个宗教的领袖为谁而死过呢
？Jesus is the only one that came to die for us.
耶稣是唯一一个为我们罪而死的。
How can we reject him?
为什么会来能够拒绝耶稣呢
？Let's also turn the book of Zechariah.
我们看看这个以西结书
，Zechariah.
撒加利亚书第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 6 to verse 7.
第六到第七节
，It's also mentioned about the capstone.
在这里也提到这个石头。
Now notice what Zechariah say about this.
看看
Zechariah chapter 4.
第四章第六到第七节
，Verse 6 to verse 7.
撒加利亚书第四章第六到第七节。
Then he answered and spoke to me, saying, This is the word of the Lord into Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone, therefore, with shoutings, crying, grace, and grace be upon it.
第六章 第四节第六节，你们 都认识中文，你们都能够认的，我就不用说了。
And it says that in here.
最后第七节他说是愿恩惠。
Grace and shoutings of joy with King.
因为在第七节的最后他说人且大声吩咐说愿恩惠，恩惠归于这石，这殿，这个殿是做石的。
When the capstone is put into the building.
这个石头就作为这个圣殿的这个房角石。
Now every builderIn the Middle East, would know what this means.
在这个所有这个盖房子在中东这个房产上都知道这个意思。
Normally, a big public building is built by stone.
因为这个一个神的，就是说一个建筑物的这个。
And there will be one last piece of stone called a capstone.
就是最重要一块石头，就是叫磐石。
And when the last stone is put into the building,
在最后一块石头
the construction people.The
盖房子的人，
the house owner,
这个就房主
，and all of his family members,
和他们所有的人
，will be there witnessing it.
他们都在这儿来看这块石头
，and they will see how the stone is being slid in.
他们要看这块石头是最后是怎么放进这块石头
，to get up with the cement. And once the stone is there,
在最后这块石头放进去以后
，they will start to chisel some words in it, saying that this is the year it has been.
所以他们就会在这立一个纪念碑，上面写说这个房子什么时候建的。
And when the building is completed, there will be shouts of joy and laughter.
这样最后他们都在这儿欢呼雀跃。
Some people may even cry.
有些人会甚至会哭。
Well, maybe the contractor take too long a time to finish the building.
因为这个建房子的过程是很长很长。
Each time, you know, he's asking for more money, it's okay. And now they say, no, now he will not ask me money anymore, okay? So many people would be so happy when the last stone is put in the place.
就是在你这块最后一块石头放进去以后，很多
人非常高兴。And the headstone is normally put in by the foreman of the construction team.
是被这个建筑商里头的，就是说最高这个师傅来。
And God is telling Zerubbabel likewise, I am the last capstone.
神在这里说，我是那最后的一块石头。
And this stone is normally the one that would anchor the foundation of the house.
就这块石头是这个所有建筑物的最重要的一块房角石。
And so the Bible says that when you receive the stone, the cornerstone into your life,
这个圣经里面说，如果你接受这一块房角石
，joy will come into your life.
你的生命就会充满欢呼。
The life will change.
你的生命就会改变。
When Christ comes into your life,
当耶稣基督进入你的内心。
Because the Bible says if there's any man in Christ, that man is a new person. The old is gone, the new has come. Second Corinthians 5:17.
就是说你如果你接受耶稣基督，就是耶稣基督的问题，就是说你在耶稣基督里就是新造的人，万事已过，一切都成了新的了。
Yes, the old is gone, the new has come. So today I'd like to give you this challenge.
今天我想来。给你挑战你自己。
Would you like to accept Jesus into your life?
你愿意接受耶稣基督作为你生命的？
He is the cornerstone that has been rejected by many religious people.
因为他是一个就是房角石，被很多很多的这个。
And the people who would reject him would finally end up in despair. But the people that receive him would be in joy.
这个拒绝他的就会失掉生命，但是接受他的就会获得新的生命。
The stone is Jesus.
这块石头磐石就是耶稣基督。
Water will come up from him.
Spiritual
water will come up from him.
就是属灵的这个水，这个泉水会从他而来。
I have to give a personal testimony.
这里我想讲讲我个人的见证。
My soul was dry in the wilderness.
我的灵在。
For many years I was looking, I was trying to find the true God.
在很多年之前，我花了很多年的时间来寻求神，真神。
My first ended when I found the Lord Jesus.
我找到了耶稣基督。
I was so happy that I gave up two bad habits.
Gambling
and smoking.
所以我接受神以后，我去掉两个坏毛病。
Christ came into my life.
一个赌博，一个抽烟。
I want to be baptized.
在耶稣基督进入我生命以后，我想被。
But I suddenly realized that I had been a smoker.
我想受洗，但是我认识到我是一个抽烟。
You know who teach me how to smoke?
谁让我怎么
？A Christian.
所以当时我一个就是说一个
false Christian, okay?
一个假基督徒教我怎么抽烟的。
And by the time I realized it, I had a smoking habit.
当时我认识到我自己这个习惯不好。当时我也没有力量来。
And those of you that have been smoking, you know that your throat becomes very dry when you wake up in the morning, right?
嗯，就你知道，就是说抽烟的人就是到。
But instead of going for water, you want to go for another smoke to start your morning.
就是抽烟的人都有这。
Speaking from experience, anyone, right? Right? You know, this is what smoking do to people.
这就是为什么就是说这个抽烟。
Quickly, you find out that you're smoking more and more, but enjoying it less and less.
你会发现，就是你抽的越多越多，后来你就越来越不享受这个。
And I thought about, well, what kind of a witness would I be if I keep on smoking and then being baptized?
我当时想，如果我继续抽烟，但是最后我受了洗，这会是一个什么好？
So I wanted to quit
smoking. 后来我这个戒烟了。
Anita has been trying to tell me to quit smoking ever since she knows me, but I could not.
这个 Anita 是他的老婆。干了事情。
Then she says that, you know, her father, a businessman in Hong Kong, had tried to quit smoking many times, but he was a failure. He could not quit smoking.
就是 Anita 的我的太太的这个父亲在香港是一个做生意的人，他戒了很长时间的烟，最后没有戒掉。
And then when I read the newspaper,
后来我读到报纸。
There is an anti-smoking association in Canada.
在加拿大竟然有一个反抽烟的这个协会。
There's an association that helps people to kick smoking habits.
就是当时就是竟然有这个，就是说帮助。
And then when I read the newspaper, I saw that the president of the association was kicked out of the association because they found that he was smoking secretly.
后来当时这个戒烟协会的当时主席被这个解雇了，因为他这个人偷偷的抽烟。
I say, well, who can kick this habit? Who can kick this habit?
就是说谁当时谁能帮助我戒烟呢？我当时想。
Then I prayed the Lord about it.
后来我向神祷告。
And, I was in commerce. I was studying to be an accountant.
当时我在学这个财经。
And I prayed this silly prayer. I remember.
这是一个非常silly 的一个祷告。
I said, Lord, I'm so weak and you're so strong.
他说：“神啊，我很软弱，但是你有力量。
”Can I have an exchange? Can we do a business transaction?
我能跟你做个交易吗
？Can I exchange my weakness for your strength?
对，我能把我的这个软弱跟你的力量做一个交换吗
？Can I give you my smoking habits tonight? And you look after it.
神呢？他说：“我今天我这个抽烟这个习惯你拿走。
”And of course, what I give you, you will give me something in return, right?
嗯，他说我当我给你的时候，你也给我点。
Well, I'm not playing fair, you know.
就是说你给我一些别的东西。
Give me your strength.
给我力量。
In exchange for my weakness, can you do that, Lord?
就是神呢，请你帮助我。
You know, strange enough, God will even answer this kind of a prayer.
既然神也对这种祷告，他也会来回答我们。
Because I have faith in this.Power and glory.
因为我对神有信心。
That's why I pray like this.
因为我对神的力量有信心，所以我做了这样一个祷告。
And I remember even that when I made the prayer, I felt so much peace and joy inside myself.
当时我做完这个祷告以后，我感到心里很平静。
Yes, I really experienced the shouting, the crying, and the grace.
当时我
that the people that put the last capstone in the building would experience. I experienced that.
当时我就经历到这个，就是这种翻覆雀跃的这种经历。
And from that onwards, I not smoked one cigarette ever since.
从此以后，我没有抽过一根烟。
And that was 1975.
这1975年这是。
That was quite long ago. And actually, a few weeks later on, I have to move my apartment. I moved from my apartment.
就是几个星期之后，我还必须搬家。
And I was, you know, I was trying to clean up my stuff.
我当时在收拾我的东西。
And suddenly a package of cigarettes fell out.
当时我看到一包烟掉出来。
And I think about, wow, I must have not been smoking for up to 3 weeks.
当时我想，我可能要我竟然戒了3个星期的烟。
And how do I pass the time?
我当时怎么这三个星期我怎么度过的呢
？And remember, in the 3 weeks, I was being so happy that I tell all my friends that I.That Christ came into my life.
当时我非常高兴，所以我告诉我所有的朋友。
That Jesus had given me grace, shoutings, and joy to replace my craving for smoking.
所以当时耶稣基督给我这个力量，让我能够有力量来戒烟。
And I also kicked the habit of playing mahjong.
但是我这个打麻将这个坏习惯也改掉了。
Yes, I mean, because you know what? When you play mahjong, you roll dice, right? You roll dice.
当你打麻将的时候，你要掷那个筛子。
Then I remember that at the cross when Jesus was nailed.
当时我记得耶稣基督钉在十字架的时候。
To find out who would get his clothing, who would get his inner robe.
但是耶稣基督钉在十字架的上的时候，当时这一个罗马这个士兵就是用这个掷筛子来决定谁拿到他的外衣。
So the dice would remind me about the death of the Lord Jesus.
这个掷筛子就让我想起耶稣基督的这死。
So how can I enjoy the game?
这样的话，我不可能来再继续打麻将。
So I gave up playing mahjong.
所以他从此以后就戒掉打麻将的习惯。
See, God has turned me into a new person.
神让我改变我成为一个新人。
This work of ages has changed my life completely.
就这个磐石让我的生命完全改变。
And lastly, I'd like to tell you.
最后我想告诉你。
This rock of ages is also a living rock. It's also a living stone.
这个磐石实际上也是一个河石。
Let's turn to First Peter.
我们看看彼得前书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 4 to verse 8.
第二章第四到第八节。
In the New Testament.Let's see what the Lord says.
看看彼得前书第四章怎么说。第二章第四章。
First Peter, chapter 2.
第二章。
Let's just read this, especially verse 4. It says, "Jesus is the living stone."
你看这第四节讲的主乃了，主乃何时
？And notice in verse 5, it says, "When we come to Christ."We also like the living stone.
在第五节讲到，如果你来到主耶稣基督面前，你就像活石。
And we will be built into a holy temple.
我们就会殿成神的灵宫。
And we'll become a holy priesthood.
我们就成为圣洁的祭司。
And then we can offer the holy sacrifice that the Lord would find it being joyful.
这样的话，我们才能够奉献神所喜悦的这个灵祭。
And in verse 6 it says that I also put the precious cornerstone.In Zion, and whoever that trusts in him shall never be ashamed.
所以在第六节里也讲到这个，看了我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在锡安，信靠他的人必至于羞愧。
You will never be ashamed. You never be need to be ashamed when you accept the Lord Jesus into your life.
当你接受耶稣基督作为你进入你生命的时候，你不会永不至于羞愧。
Because the stone that you have accepted has become a living stone.
因为这你这块你所接受的这个磐石成为一个活石。
And not only that, it has become a precious stone.
因为不仅这样，而且它成为一个这一块宝贵的石头。
For the people that reject him, it would remain forever to become a stumbling stone.
但是对那些不拒绝接受耶稣基督的，就是拒绊这块磐石，就会成为他们绊脚石。因为第八节也讲，就是作为绊脚石的石头，他们。就会在道理上就会把他们绊倒。
So Jesus has given them this parable.
神就是耶稣在这里来讲到这个比喻。
The Jews who did not want to repent wants to kill the Lord.
这些不愿意悔改的这些个犹太人愿在这里想杀掉耶稣基督。
So my question to you is that there's only one choice.
我的问题就是说，现在只有一个选择。
You either accept him or you reject him.
你或者是接受耶稣基督，或者是
拒绝他。You either accept him as Lord.You either embrace this rock.
如果就是说你
as your salvation,
你或者来接受这块磐石。
Or if you reject him, the stone will become your stumbling block.
作为你的救恩，但是如果你拒绝这块磐石，就会成为你的绊脚石。
The stone is the Messiah.
因为这块石头就是基督。
That the Jews have rejected.
犹太人拒绝了他。
But the stone is the Messiah that I have accepted.
但是这块石头，这个
many other people here today has also accepted too.
这块基督的作为基督的石头，不只是我接受了它，而且很多兄弟姐妹都接受了。
So my challenge to you is that accept the stone, accept the living stone into your life.
所以我今天我想让你们每一个人都能够接受这块石头作为你生命的石头。
Because this is the last presence of the Lord Jesus in Jerusalem.
因为这是神最后就耶稣基督最后一次在圣，在这个圣所里面。
The same people that hear the message will not hear the same message again.
因为这些人听到他这篇道的这些人，他们以后再也听不到这个耶稣基督的讲道。
So the Bible says that we should accept the Lord into our lives.
因为这个圣经告诉我们说，我们应该接受耶稣基督作为我们生命的主。
How much time do we have? Do we know? I wish I can know. Nobody knows.
我们不知道还有我们还有多少时间，我希望我们能够这段时间。
The president of Egypt took 18 days so he can hide his money away.
这个
The reason why he says he wants to resign but he still stays in power, he wants to stay in power for a bit longer and will resign, it's just to buy time. It's to buy him 18 days so he can diversify his money.
我们知道这个埃及的这个总统他用了18天的时间来到处去藏匿他这个多少个亿来着 ？How many million？
A bank in Switzerland said he's got $6 billion.
他竟然有60亿的这个。
And Western Security says that he's got $60 billion hidden somewhere else. And that is for such a Egypt is a very poor country.
我们知道埃及是一个非常穷的一个国家。
40% of the people make only $2 per day.
40%的人只能一天只能挣到2块钱。
And yet you have a president that's so rich.
但是这个总统竟然这么富裕。
You know what? His time ran out.
他的时间他已经没有时间了。
Now they would put him in jail.
人们就会被他投进监狱。
And I don't think his money can buy him salvation.
他这么多钱也买不到他的救恩。
He would stay there until he pays back the money he owed to his people, every penny of it.
他要会待在监狱里面直到最后他能够还清这一切。
He had stayed in power for 30 years.
他做总统当了30年总统。
Each year the Americans gave him $2 billion of foreign aid that he put into his own pocket.
就每一年他竟然拿到20亿的美金的钱。
And besides, he also takes money from his people.
他从人民那儿来收刮钱财。
You know what? There's a limit. There's a limit for everyone.
但是每个人都是有限的，每个人都是。
There's a clock ticking for everyone.
就是每一个人的时间都是有限的。
I don't know when my time is.
我也不知道我什么时候。
And none of you know when your time is also.
我们也不
知道。So the Bible says that we should accept the Lord Jesus when there's still time.
我们也不知道我们还在世界上有多长时间，但是圣经告诉我们说，当你有机会有时间的时候，你应该接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
We should close for a word of prayer.
那我们一起来祷告。主，我们感谢你，主，我们中国人作为外邦人，主，但是主，你爱我们。当你作为圣殿的那块房角石的石头被犹太人拒绝的时候，主，你让这个救恩临到我们外邦人，也包括我们中国人。主，在我们中国人的这个历史上，从我们祖先到我们现在，我们拒绝耶稣基督已经有好几千年的时间，主，但是你仍然爱我们中国人。主，我们在我们个人的人生中间，我们有很多很多次，我们都当你在我们门外叩门的时候，主，我们都是拒绝让你进入我们的内心，主，以至于我们不能早得你的慈爱。主，我们感谢你，主，你永远不放弃。主，你用你的话语，用你的爱，用你的救恩，用你儿子耶稣基督的宝血，用你儿子耶稣基督的死在十字架上的死，向我们显明你的大爱。主，让我们每一个打开我们的心扉，接受耶稣基督作为我们生命的主和个人主的人，能够得到永生，并且我们所有的罪都得到赦免，让我们成为一个新造的人，在耶稣基督里我们有了避难所。主，我们感谢你，主，感谢你，感谢你的大爱。主，也感谢三名弟兄今天带给我们一篇意义深长的一篇讲道。主，我们感谢你，感谢你的儿子耶稣基督，感谢你在我对我们的爱跟我们的耐心等待。主，请你让我们知道，主啊，日子近了，我们要悔改，因为只有悔改我们才能够以神为义废掉我们个人的义，只有悔改我们才能舍弃我们自己，让耶稣基督作为我们个人的主，我们生命的主。主，我们感谢你，既感谢你的大爱，也感谢你的忍耐，以至于到最终我和我们全家都能够得救。主，感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。